What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to Panels on Pages. My name is Dalibor, and today is a makeup podcast because it was supposed to be a podcast with a great conversation. And I tell you, it was a great conversation with Brian Lambert from Wingless Comics. And just lots of things were talked about. So today is a little makeup, a little sorry I missed you kind of thing.
Specifically because I did not record the audio. We have video, but I don't have any audio.
So real quick, I'm going to open this Kickstarter rewards package for the Young Offenders. It looks pretty dope. My focus is fixed, so I got to bring it back here. Young Offenders by Becker, Stack, and Troutman. And it looks like it came with a bookmark, because I need more bookmarks, let me tell you. Need more bookmarks, like I need another hole in my head. But it's an easy thing to add on, right? And it's fun. It's fun. That's okay. Okay. Here's the thing. I'm also going to include this. We're going to talk about Kickstarter awards for just a few minutes. This is a quality feel book, right? It's a good heft to it, right? Ooh, and it's fresh. You hear that crack? I cracked it already. That was the first crack. That felt good. Okay? Now, I'll tell you. Looking at it right here, perfect creases, perfect edges, good feel. It's one of those like matte textures. Not a big fan of that, but you know, it works. And here. Right? That is a good quality cover. It's still a thinner cover than I like. I still like a little bit thicker, but like that's a good solid cover, right? Lots of artwork. And do we have, yes. Kids, if you want to make the indie hype man happy, throw some bonus features in the back of your book. Simple as that. That's it. It makes me happy. Here's the bookmark. And if you want to check them out, weekendwarriorcomics.com. I'm interested to read this. Should be fun. The reason I bring the quality up is because I also recently got a different Kickstarter, which I'm not going to talk about because I don't want to call people out like this, right? This is a different kind of call out. This is a quality choice. This is potentially like, you know, only a certain amount of money could be brought up or could be raised. So like the quality of the book is going to be at a certain level. But I'm gonna pull the trade over, and I'm just gonna do the same little flick for the cover. Bring it up in the frame a little bit. See how it's like it's very floppy. Okay, and then on top of that, it already has like dents in the corner. It's not a very stiff feeling book because it doesn't have that solid card backing. And the edges of the print are actually already, like, but when I got them, they were already scuffed up. The crease was scuffed up because it wasn't folded at the right time during the process. Not my favorite. Look, I understand finances are tight in the indie space, but presentation does matter. I'll be honest, this will make me consider twice backing the next book. Maybe I'll just go digital with that one. Because honestly, this feels like if I read it once, it may be in danger of not surviving the experience. And that's not cool. I want to be able to read my book and be like, man, that was so cool. I want to hand it off to my friend, my cousin, whoever, to read more. But I don't feel like I can do that with this one. Anyway, so we're going to leave that topic alone. And I'm going to give you what I wanted to talk about. And that is a fully spoiler. So if you do not want Judgment Day, the recent Marvel crossover, to be spoiled, fully spoiler, review of Judgment Day. It just finished yesterday. I had a whole lot of experiences and feelings throughout this entire process, but by far one of the absolute best crossovers Marvel has done in a long time. Like, I would say, fairly confidently, I would say since Secret Wars. I think Secret Wars was really good. I think that was the last really good one. Like, everything else was mid, as the kids say these days. So going right into it, why isn't Tony Stark in trouble, right? Everybody else is in trouble. The Eternals, horribly in trouble. There's a whole moment where Star Fox is just like, I've never felt hated before and despised and feared. And Nightcrawler just throws in, or it was a Storm, I think. It was Storm and Nightcrawler, and they're like, you'll get used to it. And that's just like called back to the classic definition of the X-Men, the mutants who protect a world that hates and fears them. Love that. That was great. But like, the Eternals are all in trouble. They're making recompense to the humans. They're making recompense to the mutants. The mutants are still kind of eyed sideways because humanity just recently found out about resurrection. Although we did see a great, great development during Judgment Day that resurrection is not just for mutants. And it can be extended to others. So that is interesting. There could be some very, very interesting stories told there. You're going to have some like rich and powerful people seeking out the ability to get resurrected. You're going to have some shady people seeking out like a backup option in case some shit happens. Like, how much do I need to pay you so that like if something goes back on this job I'm about to do? Like, there are just a lot of stories to be told there. So everyone is in some sort of trouble. Everyone is giving something of themselves except Tony Stark, right? The plot was, Eternals decide that the mutants are deviation, right? And then they were manipulated into it by Moira and Orcus. Orcus has also gained ground and popularity amongst the people. So that's a whole other thing that we're going to have to deal with down the line. But Tony Stark has not suffered any consequence. And I think that's kind of fucked up. I think rich white guy syndrome has struck again. Tony Stark was part of the team that created the Progenitor, the dollar store, or rather store brand Celestial that they created from bits and pieces and passed it off as the real thing. Not passed it off, I mean, it effectively became a Celestial, just a fundamentally flawed one. And Tony Stark seems to have suffered not at all. Steve died. Steve failed his judgment and Steve died. And Tony Stark passed his judgment and then still doesn't have to do anything. Doesn't have to make any recompense, doesn't have to make up for anything. Like, I would say probably most of humanity doesn't know that the personality of that thing was based on Tony Stark's own personality. Tony Stark just gets out of this scot-free, and I think it's kind of fucked up. Overall, though, such a great story. You have some great moments. Fantastic action. The side stories are really, really interesting. I actually didn't think I was going to, but I really enjoyed the Kraven side story in X-Force. And I did like that there was a lot of decent continuity. So like at the end of the X-Force story, at the end of the Wolverine story, where he ends up being in Antarctica, when he shows back up in X-Force, he's wearing the same clothes and it's a different artist. And I think it's even a different writer. So I like those little details, even though he like takes it off right away and he's back in like normal uniform. But just for that moment, you can follow logically without having to even be told where he just came from. And it's pretty cool. I like that. I appreciate that. I didn't like the fact that some things were delayed. They were like, oh, this is coming out on this date. And then it was not. And then it was pushed back a week. So not a big fan of that, but I mean, other than that, honestly, went off without a hitch. I really enjoyed everything. The only thing that I would say was kind of a throwaway, and really I would have just, a different title would have been the same book, Avengers issue that is a tie-in to Judgment Day, but it featured Hawkeye, and that was a Thunderbolts story. He was wearing a Thunderbolts badge. He was coming back from a Thunderbolts thing, went to talk to Luke Cage, who is the boss of the Thunderbolts because he's the mayor of the city. If you aren't caught up, Luke Cage is the mayor of New York. But like, it was a Thunderbolts book. Fundamentally, it was a Thunderbolts book, but they did it in Avengers. And I thought that was weird, especially since there is a Thunderbolts book happening right now. So that was kind of weird. I'll be honest. The Fantastic Four were almost entirely left out of it. There was like a tie-in, but it was really not even a tie-in. It was just kind of a, this is a thing that's happening with the Fantastic Four while this other big thing is happening. Completely, like, thoroughly unrelated. And I think that's because they they pretty recently finished the, Judgment Day, there was Reckoning War, like, similar titles, but they just recently finished the Reckoning War story, which, man, what a throwback, because I didn't even know what that was until I read it, and I was like, wait, I do remember seeing that before, and then I pulled out the She-Hulk from, like, Volume 3 or whatever, from the early 2000s, and I was like, wow, it's right there, holy crap, that was right there. Yeah, that was a throwback. But yeah, so I think that's just because they had this big like big ass crossover that just happened in the Fantastic Four books. They just didn't want to bring them into this big, big ass thing with the everyone else. Ultimately, I think it really like went well. It ended super well. Just like a lot of really interesting chess pieces have been put on the board. You have Ajak being the new Celestial, but is saying that she's a heretic and is saying that she should be questioned, especially since she's a new god. That's going to make for some really, really interesting stories. It made me want to read the most recent Eternal series. Like, it was on my plate. Like, I was going to do it at some point, but like, honestly, this made me want to read it. And especially because of what happens to the machine of the Earth. Like, holy shit. The reveal in Omega. I teared up. I fucking teared up. I'm reading it. And I was like, oh my God, that fucking, the fucking Krakoa cried. I cried. It was fucking crazy. Just out of nowhere. But it just, damn. That's all I got to say. Really, really, really impressed. I'm pre-ordering the hardcover or omnibus or whatever they're going to call it because, man, such a good read. Like, if you haven't read it, you must read it. But that's really going to be it. I just wanted to get on here, do an episode. I just finished reading a book. It's right here. I'll give you a preview. Boom. If you haven't read it, it's fantastic. It's all lore. I'm going to talk about it hopefully next episode, but soon with the author. I'm going to be sending that email very shortly here. That's going to be it for this one. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you in the next one. Before they go living, my vision is vivid. I wander the places they marvel. The shit that I'm talking is low-key and novel. Yeah, I'm so lit, but a lonely spark. About to end game like Tony Stark.